going on, everybody? It is 7:53 p.m. here in Florida. And I'll be hanging out with you guys for 30 minutes to an hour. It might be a short one tonight. I'm tired as shit. I gotta wake up super early. But here we are. We're gonna be talking about Star Wars or games or movies or food or whatever you guys want to talk about. You know how it goes. There's rarely a topic of conversation during these things, right? So, whatever's on your mind, let's shoot the shit. Let's hang out, man. What's going on, JJ Stewart? I see you guys. I hope you are doing well. Today was busy. Just took my daughter up to the pool. I try to take my daughter to the pool every time that we just have a full day together. She loves it. I mean, we just stay there for a couple hours and hang out, and she just jumps endlessly into the pool, swimming back and forth from the edge to me over and over again. And also, it wears her out, so she takes a good nap. But, yeah, man. I have not seen Fear Street, Catherine. Where did I see a preview for that? Is that on Netflix? It is on Netflix. Okay. Fear Street Part 1, 1994. No, I have not seen this. I just saw a little Netflix preview or clip or something. Maybe we'll watch it around Halloween. For whatever reason, so it's called Fear Street Part 1, 1994. I'm sure it has all the 1994, aesthetic. I'm sure there's all sorts of 1994, little moments of nostalgia. I'm looking at screenshots right now. I see computers in the background. I see wallet chains. I see a lot of 1994 things. So maybe for that alone, I might dig it. But yeah. No, I haven't seen Loki yet, Tim. So when it comes to Marvel stuff, we're so far behind, and we don't really have much of a desire to burn through it. I feel like I talk about this a lot, but we've barely watched any Marvel movies in the past 4 or 5 years. Just for whatever reason, I'm just not really that into it. I have a really hard time getting into the Marvel stuff. But yeah. Wallet chain. Tim, you'd be hard pressed to find a dude, a middle school aged guy in 1994 who did not have a wallet chain. I'm sure I sported one for a day or two at the minimum. Along with JNCO jeans. A lot of people in the chat might not know what JNCO jeans are. Oh, is this what we're talking about this stream? Are we talking about 90s stuff? I dig it. But yeah, if you don't know what JNCO jeans are, look them up. I hope they never come back. Enormous. I'm a big fan of the Fallen Order game, man. Diego. It's probably... So when it comes to Star Wars games, I kind of have to separate from multiplayer and single player when it comes to my rankings of Star Wars games. But Fallen Order, I think, is my all-time favorite single player Star Wars game. I loved it. It was great. I love the combat. The story was great. All around a lot of fun. So I think it's on the top of the mountain when it comes to my favorite Star Wars single player game. Yeah. Now, when it comes to my favorite multiplayer Star Wars game, it's Star Wars Galaxies all the way. Don't know if that'll ever be topped, but yeah, we'll see. Detail, thank you so much for the first super chat and channel support of the stream, man. I greatly appreciate that. Detail says, listening in while relaxing on vacation, lakeside in Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. Is that how you say it? Whiskey in hand. This is the life. That sounds like a damn dream. It reminds me of me and my wife go up to the Adirondack Mountains in New York. We used to every year. My wife's grandma, her friend, their family owns 4 houses right on a big ass lake. And we just, that's what we did, man. We sit there, jump into this freezing ass lake in the middle of summer because it's always cold in the water, have whiskey on the dock. Dude, that sounds absolutely beautiful. That's all we want in life, right? That's all I want in life, just to be able to sit there and jump into the lake if you want to, just hang out. That sounds beautiful, man. That sounds absolutely beautiful. You've heard me talk about it, but like me and my buddies have a tradition, literally since we've had our driver's license pretty much, where we like rent a cabin, or go, you know, rent a house somewhere, or it actually kind of started, with kind of like a beach house, and then it kind of transformed into a cabin and stuff. But like, for, yeah, like 20 years, really, almost, you know, we all get in the car and we do a road trip and we, rent a cabin, and you know, that's what it kind of reminds me of, man. Just hanging out, drinking, shooting the shit. Nice. It's nice. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, detail. Enjoy it. It's the best. That shit is the best. I really did nail the pronunciation. Wow. Winnipesaukee? Okay. That's not too bad. Winnipesaukee. Nice, but I appreciate that detail. Enjoy it, man. And I'm assuming, and wait till it's like midnight. Maybe, I don't know if the Milky Way will be visible. It might be visible super early in the morning. You can look it up, but like, do some stargazing, man. Let those eyes adjust. That's a good time. But I appreciate that, man. Hope you're enjoying it. Yeah, I would recommend buying the Ahsoka novel, Soggy. The Ahsoka novel surprised me. I read it in 2017, I think it was. 2017? No. Which was... Let me see. Ahsoka novel. Let me see when I read that. Okay, so probably 2017. Wait, when did Jedi Fallen Order come out? 2019. So... when did I read this book? Anyway, I read it on the way to an EA event. So, it had to have been 2019. I read it just on a whim because it was free on the Kindle. It was like one of the free Prime books. You know, not really thinking anything of it. You know, didn't really know what to expect. But I read the Ahsoka book. And, it kind of surprised me. I really, really enjoyed it. It's worth a read, man. It's good. It's more low key than I thought it would be, which I liked. You know, I liked it. But yeah, it's worth reading, man. Especially if, you know, you want more Ahsoka. It's pretty great. Narragansett. Nice, man. Yeah. I don't understand why they don't have their 1970s can all the time. I would buy that beer constantly just to look at it. But yeah. I've never been into the novels myself. What do you think of the upcoming anime Star Wars? Growing up, I never really read a lot of Star Wars books. I read a few Legends books. I read Heir to the Empire back in middle school. I remember getting it at a book fair. I read the novelization of The Phantom Menace. I read Shadows of the Empire. I read a couple, or the one that I really remember was like, I think it was made in 1978. And it's I think it's called Han Solo's Revenge. Let me see. Han Solo's Revenge. It has an orange cover on it. Han Solo's Revenge. I remember reading that way back in the day. But I've definitely done more canon reading than I did with a lot of Legends stuff. If I was to get into more Legends, I would probably want to read a lot of those old Han Solo books just because they seem so pulpy and goofy and fun. You know, there's a lot of Han Solo and the Lost Legacy, Han Solo at Star's End, Han Solo's Revenge. They kind of just seem like little adventures that Han and Chewie go on. If I was to jump into some legends, more legends stuff, rather, I'd probably want to just read those because they seem, you know, like simple fun. But I would recommend if you're looking for a Star Wars book, a canon Star Wars book, I think Bloodline is one of it's my favorite Star Wars book. It's called Bloodline. It's about Leia, you know, after the events of Return of the Jedi, rather. Before the events of The Force Awakens. It's worth a read, man. It's worth a read. It's pretty great. It's pretty great, but yeah. What's up, Six Foot? Good to see you, man. 6 Foot Piss Radius says... My wife is so negative. I remember the car seat, the stroller, and the diaper bag, but all she can talk about is how I forgot the baby. Nice, man. I appreciate the giggle. Hope you guys are doing well on the server, and I hope you're personally doing well, man. That's one of my favorite things, man, is sometimes I'll be streaming, and good old 6 Foot will hop on and just post a little message. A nonsense message, and I love it. But I appreciate that, man. Cheers. I'm the type of person who reads a book for a bit and never pick it up again. I have a bad habit of doing that, man. I have a bad habit of, like, I've done that with a lot of Star Wars books too. I like starting them and then for whatever reason, just don't continue reading them. And usually it's not because I'm not enjoying it or something like that. Maybe there's like a weak stretch where I don't really have time or I'm too damn tired when I lay in bed to pull, you know, grab the book. And usually something like that will dictate if I continue a book or not, which is weird, right? So like I'll go a week or two without reading a single page of a book that I've been reading for a month, and then because generally I'm a slow reader because I only read like a chapter a night, if that, you know. It's usually right before I go to bed. I've started and stopped Master and Apprentice like 3 times. I've done that with Alphabet Squadron too. Stupid, right? But yeah. Carter Lovejoy, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for the channel support. Carter says, I'm attending film camp right now. I'm learning filming and editing things and making music on GarageBand, having a great time right now. Dude, that's awesome. So I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. I'm curious. Is that something that you are staying at? Like, is that something that you stay at for like a week, or are you going home every day? Dude, that's really cool. That's awesome. I bet you're gonna learn a lot, make some cool friends, and I'm sure you have a lot of common with all the other kids, you know. I'm sure there's a lot of similarities between you and everybody else that's there. Yeah, it's filming and editing things, making music on GarageBand. That's fun, man. I think editing is one of the things that you either love or you hate because it's very tedious. When I was making more like skits and stuff like that in the early days of the channel, I really enjoyed editing. I really did. It was fun, especially kind of like adding little effects here and there and whatnot. Especially like the Inside Star Wars videos, those were nothing but like just fun editing projects. You know, I would rotoscope or green screen myself into little film movie clips. But yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good time. That's a good time. But anyway, enjoy it, Carter. That's fun as hell. Soak it in, man. Learn a lot. That's great stuff. Swagrat says, hope my house burns down so you can save me, JK. Yeah, don't say that. It's crazy what, like, you know, what, before I started this, you know, you just thought grab a hose and spray water on the red stuff, right? There's so much more that goes into it. Like, I never knew about positive pressure ventilation. There's just so much that goes into putting a fire out relative to what I thought went into it, you know, before I started all of this. It's crazy. Compartmentalizing buildings and stuff like that. Opening a door on the windward side, putting a positive fan to blow wind, more wind into it, opening a hole in the top of the leeward side so you pressurize the house and get all the smoke out. There's so much to it that I never knew, I never even knew were a thing, you know what I mean? But once again, I thought you just went in and sprayed a hose. There's so much more to it. But yeah, nah, I don't want that to happen, Swag. I don't want that to happen. But I appreciate that, man. It's technically a day thing, Carter says, but I'm staying overnight at a hotel with my mom because it's 2 hours away from my... Oh, that's fun. So it's a mix of that and a little vacation with shopping, eating. Dude, that sounds like a blast. A little vacation with mom, a little hanging out, shopping, museums, and then a little film school. That's going to be something that you remember for a long time. That's awesome, man. That's really cool. Nice, nice. Yeah, what a cool experience. Enjoy it. What's up, Oscar Rodriguez and Swish Fish? Oscar says, speaking of the 90s, listening to Mazzy Star lately, my mom passed it on to me as a child. To this day, I hope Sandoval's voice is so enchanting. I don't know, honestly. Let's see. Mazzy Star. I'm going to turn off the desktop audio and listen to this because the name, let's see. Oh yeah, of course. I know this song, Fade Into You. Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know these songs. Huh. That's a really good example of a good 90s song, for sure. Fade Into You. But I don't think it was a 90s song. I know this song, but is it newer than that? Let me look this up. Sounds like it would be. Fade Into You. Let's see. '93. Nice. Wow. Yeah, there's something about 90s music, and obviously so much of it, Oscar, is me growing up in that decade, you know. There's something that I love so much about 90s alternative. Anything from Archers of Loaf to, I don't know, like Third Eye Blind. There's something so... I don't know how to describe it. There's like a purity. There's a lack of distortion. One of my favorite songs of all time is called... it's by New Radicals. It's called Get What You Give, right? Is that what it's called? Get What You Give. You Get What You Give by New Radicals. I love that song. That's such a good example. Some of you guys might have not even heard it. I'm gonna throw it in the chat right now. Boom. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, man. I love it. I love it. There's something so fun and upbeat about that 90s style alternative that's, I don't know, it's great. Just clean and fun and goofy sometimes. Yeah. I love it. Maybe that's why I also the only reason that I bought the cooler that you see in the thumbnail of for this live stream, the only reason that I bought that cooler was because it reminded me of like the 90s. Is that stupid as hell? You can see the picture on my Instagram if you want to, but it's funny. Anyway, I appreciate that, Oscar. Yeah, oftentimes if I'm doing shit around the house, I don't know what to listen to, I'll say like, Alexa, play 90s alternative. You know, that's how it goes. But anyway, I appreciate that, Oscar. And Swish Fish, thank you so much. Swish says, howdy. Sorry I'm late. I'm working on a game jam right now. Concept is Doom plus Luigi's Mansion. Hope it turns out okay. Yes, my MMO team knows. Nice. So how does that work? Doom mixed with Luigi's Mansion. Interesting. Is it? I'm gonna keep an eye on the chat if you want to feed me more information. Does anybody recommend the new Doom game to me, or can I wait until it comes to like $10 on sale one day? Like, I really enjoyed the one before this one, but I just can't justify spending $60. I don't know. But yeah, Swish. Hope the MMO's going good, man. I actually installed an MMO that I haven't played in a long time this morning. Star Trek Online. I played the beta for Star Trek Online. Apparently I have like 23 hours in it. I don't remember playing that, but yeah, so I told you a few streams ago, Swish, that I'm in a huge MMO mood right now. I don't know why. It's occasionally I'll just want to play an MMO, just grind, or you know, I don't know. There's something about spending hours sitting down and just playing an MMO. It's relaxing, you know. So that's I installed it this morning just to check out. Imagine a Doom level in a mansion with ghostly demons and keys to unlock doors with. And yes, get the new Doom game there. Excellent. I did get the one before the next one. The most recent one is Eternal? Is that what it's called? Doom Eternal? I did get the one before that, which was fun. I'll eventually get Eternal if that's what it's called. But if nobody's played the new Wolfenstein games, I would highly recommend those. Those have been some of the most fun single-player running and gunning games I've played in so long. They are great. They are great. But, yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Swish. Keep us posted. Keep us updated. I have a love-hate relationship with Star Trek Online, but if you wanted to get a guild or whatever together, I can be persuaded to join. I probably won't spend that much time in it. I just wanted to... Occasionally, man, if I have an itch to play a certain MMO, all I need is like an hour, and then that itch is scratched. You know what I mean? So that's probably what the case is going to be for Star Trek Online. I might run a few missions. I might, you know, level up my character. I really don't remember. That is a game, and there's many MMOs like this, but that is one where apparently I've logged like 23 hours, and I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything. There's MMOs on my Steam list that I've logged like 60 to 100 hours in, and I don't remember anything. That's crazy. Anyway. Nolo, Tim, 6 Foot, and George, I appreciate the channel support, guys, and I appreciate the patience. Nolo says, recently bought Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast on PS4, and it's everything that made me love video games and Star Wars back in the day. Strongly recommend. Yeah, it's really interesting, Nolo. That is one of the Star Wars games that completely passed me by. You know, I played... The Star Wars games that I played growing up were like Super Star Wars on the SNES or Dark Forces on the PC, and then Shadows of the Empire and, you know, the pod racing game, Rogue Squadron. And I played Rebel Assault on the PC 1 and 2. quite a bit. But, and then you get into the territory where Star Wars games were coming out that I never played. Like, what year? Let's see. Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. Okay, so Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast came out in 2002. And I never played it. I've still, to this day, I've never played it. Let me see when it came out on the PC. Was it also 2002? Maybe it was. Okay. Maybe it was. So in 2002, man, I was playing basically the only game that really, really had me. There were two games that really, really had me in 2002. Counter-Strike and Ultima Online. I'm not exaggerating when I say Counter-Strike and Ultima Online like consumed 5 years of my gaming. I mean, those two games alone, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, like, I'm sure that was a factor, but yeah, I never played Jedi Knight, Jedi Outcast, or Jedi, yeah. I never did. Never did. I never played any... The only game that I've ever played in... I guess it's that same franchise or that same... I don't know. It is the original Dark Forces. But, yeah. I own it. I own it on Steam. I own all those games, but I've never played them. Which is crazy, right? But... yeah, maybe that would be fun to run through. I think that would be a lot of fun to run through. Something like that. Might as well. At some point, right? Be stupid not to. Anyway, I appreciate that, Nolo. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with you. The Star Wars games... Shadows of the Empire and Star Wars Galaxies are... the two Star Wars games that really, really hit me, Nolo. Those two games, like Shadows of the Empire on the SNES, or I mean, not on the N64, rather. I remember getting it for Christmas and just like being, my mind was blown that I was in the Battle of Hoth, right? Just every level was so unique and fun. That was great. And then Star Wars Galaxies was an MMO that came out in 2003. And, that it was just the best thing ever, man. Like, I loved it so much because it wasn't just like you were playing a Star Wars character. You were living in the Star Wars universe, right? That's why I loved it so much. Like, you could own a house on Tatooine or Naboo, you know? You could join a guild and you could have a guild city with other players. You could be... a non-combat you could be like a blacksmith or like an... you could literally be an image designer. That's what it was called, an image designer. And what did an image designer do? Changed people's hair and made them look different, like a plastic surgeon. You could be a plastic surgeon in Star Wars Galaxies. And you could earn your living in that game doing that, and but be a part of the economy and build your own home. I mean, like, that's what the game was like, living in the Star Wars universe, not just running and gunning or swinging a lightsaber. It was very unique, man. Very unique. And that's why I really liked it. Most of you guys have heard this probably, but I was a doctor in Star Wars Galaxies. So I would buff people, like their skills. I would buff their skills and their stats before they went out on their adventure. So I would, like, literally hang out in the Mos Eisley Cantina, or mostly in the Mos Eisley Spaceport, in the hangars, rather. And players would, like, line up in front of me and get buffed. So I would buff them for, I don't know, like 5,000 credits, and then boom, they would go out on their adventures, and there would be another person that would come up, and I'd give them buffs, and they'd pay me. It was awesome, man. It was awesome. But... it's great. There are Star Wars Galaxies player-made servers out there right now. I think the most populated one is called Legends. I have not checked it out yet. I'll probably check it out soon. But the one that I'm on is called Star Wars Galaxies Emulator. I don't think it has a very big population. I think Legends is bigger. But, you know, if you've never played it, you could probably torrent the client. Jump on and mess around, at least run around and see what the game's all about. Check out the different worlds and, you know, run and check out a player-made city. It's pretty cool, man. But anyway, I appreciate that, Nolo. Tim, 6 foot, George, Tim, and Vince, thank you guys. Tim Layton says, hey, you forgot to say your thoughts on the upcoming Star Wars anime. Oh yeah, I forgot you mentioned that. I'll definitely end up watching it. I don't even remember when it comes out, though. But, you know, obviously it reminds me of something that I watched back in the day called The Animatrix, which I'm sure everybody is comparing it to, right? I'm looking forward to it. Wasn't there like a conversation about people being upset that it was or wasn't canon or something like that? I don't give a shit about that stuff. Like, just make some fun stories. You know what I mean? Like, if we have Star Wars anime that's not quote unquote canon, but it's fun as shit, like, who cares, right? I want fun stuff. Oh, September 22nd. Nice. So, yeah, I'll definitely end up watching it at some point. I'm curious if there's any stories that maybe my daughter would be into or be old enough to see and understand. She is 3. She's really into, like, the Ice Age movies right now, and Toy Story and PJ Masks, and, you know, she gets it. I'm curious how the Star Wars anime show is going to be for her. So, you know, I'll probably watch a few, and if I think she'll be into it, I'll check it out. But yeah, Tim, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm really looking forward to all the... just so many fun and interesting and new and hopefully fresh and unique Star Wars projects, you know, in the future. And I hope... I hope they do well. I hope they really hit me and I'm into them, you know. But anyway, I appreciate that, Tim. And 6 foot, what's the creepiest true story you read online? Golly, I don't know. I tend to not, like, read creepy stuff online. Golly, I don't know. The things that I like online, like true stories and whatnot, are when, like, teams of like, internet sleuths and investigators, like, amateur investigators, kind of, like, pinpoint somebody. And, like, when they did, one of the funniest things to me was, it was Shia LaBeouf, right? And some people from 4chan ended up finding where he planted a flag or something. I think Vice did a video on it. It was really funny. I love goofy shit like that. I did not do a good job describing what this thing is, but, like, I like that kind of stuff. Like, when people, I've never seen the documentary, but I kind of know the story. I think the documentary is called, like, Don't Fuck With Cats or something like that, where this piece of shit was, like, hurting kitty cats, and then, like, people on the internet somehow discovered who this person was with the most, like, non-information and clues that they could go off of. Pretty crazy. I like that kind of stuff. But when it comes to creepy stories, I have no idea. I don't know. No idea. Yeah. One creepy story was a documentary that we just watched called Tickled. Look it up. It's not what you think. It's worth watching. It's weird. It's weird. I like the director of it, too. Anyway, I appreciate that, 6 foot. and George, thanks, man. Do you remember Green Jell-O? Their serial killer soundtrack not only appealed to my 9-year-old humor, but got me into hard rock and metal. No, I have no memory of this. Is that how you pronounce it? Green Jell-O? Did you mean to do that? Let's see. Green Jell-O. Okay. Yeah. green jelly? Green jelly, maybe. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. No idea. I'm gonna, okay, let me see. American comedy rock band formed in 1981, originally named Green Jello. The band changed its name due to legal pressure from Kraft Foods. despite the spelling different, known for a sophomoric humor, theatrical performances, and intentionally crude musicianship, Green Jelly has had hundreds of members during its existence. The vocalist Bill Manspeaker, the only consistent member throughout. Notable past members, blah, blah, blah. Really? Okay, so notable past members of this band is Maynard James Keenan, the lead singer of Tool. Interesting. No, I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this. Interesting. I remember, like, Garbage Pail Kids. I remember, there was a, who are the guys who did, like, prank phone calls and then released them on VHS, or not, like, on tapes and stuff? 90s prank phone call tapes? Jerky Boys, that's right, Jerky Boys. I remember Jerky Boys. Oh man, I'm gonna go down a Jerky Boys rabbit hole tonight. Anyway, I appreciate. Okay, I will. Three Little Pigs. I'll check it out, man. Is it gonna be like the? Yeah, well, yeah. I'll check it out. I'll check it out. What's up, Vince? Tim, Vince, Swag, JJ, and Cole. Thank you guys so much. Tim says Jedi Academy needs a remake. Is okay. I'm gonna pull up Steam. I'm gonna see which ones that I have. I'm pretty sure I have all of them. But yeah, when it comes to remakes and remasters and stuff like that, Tim, I'm generally not one to like need or want that. But that being said, like it's kind of interesting because I'm playing the Mass Effect Legendary Edition right now, on my Xbox. It's a really good remake. It's a really good like remaster or whatever the hell you call it. So like that's the first one that I've ever really played, and it's one that I never really thought I'd want or need or even check out, you know? But yeah, it's pretty great, man. So like maybe, yeah, Jedi Knight. Let me see if I can find if I have it. I'm pretty sure I have it. Star Wars. Yeah, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy. So I have them all. I'm looking at them right here. Yeah, if they made a remake or a remaster or whatever, I would definitely check it out. So when it comes to Jedi Academy, in my entire life, I've only played 15 minutes of it, according to Steam. Yeah, but Dark Forces, on the other hand... Well, Dark Force, the thing is with Steam, like, obviously it's only going to calculate the time that I've played it on Steam. It's not going to calculate the time that I played Dark Forces in the early 2000, or early 90s, rather, right? So, the original Dark Forces on Steam, I have 12 hours in. Yeah. It's a fun game, man. Yeah, I need to check out the other ones, though, for sure. But anyway, Tim, I appreciate that, man. Vince says, if a Star Wars Galaxies remake came out, but it was VR exclusive, would you make the jump? Golly. Probably. The problem wouldn't be wanting to, like, make the jump to VR. The problem would be, like, failing all of my studies and completely negating my family. That's what the problem would be. Like if a new Star Wars Galaxy, if a new MMO, Star Wars MMO came out that was very similar to Galaxies, like I fear that my family wouldn't see me for a month. I would come out of my office daily just, I don't know, buzzing and just like my eyes would be bloodshot and I would just be like, yeah, I don't know, man. But I would make the jump, absolutely. The thing is, like Vince, like deep down, I would love that to happen. I just know that it will never happen. You know, all the dreams that I have for a sandbox style Star Wars MMO, I just don't see it happening in the future, ever. You know, which is a bummer. I mean, hopefully I'll be eating my words, right? I've said things on this channel. I can't imagine they're going to bring Palpatine back. And then I'm eating mounds of shit. So hopefully this is a case of that. But, like, I just can't imagine them making a sandbox-style Star Wars MMO ever again, you know? But anyway, we'll see. Swag Rat, any books you recommend? Star Wars or otherwise? Yeah, I mean, I've talked about Carl Sagan numerous times, but my all-time favorite book is called Pale Blue Dot. A book that I recommend a lot, and it I had never heard of this author, and I never, let me see if I can, Andrew Main, I never knew about this book or anything like that. But a book that I recommend quite a bit, man, is called The Naturalist. And I first read it, or I've only read it once, but I read it because it was free on my Kindle. It was a free book. And it's kind of like a murder mystery. And it's worth it if... I've never really been into those kind of books. Oh, one sec. Paid edition.
What Star Wars food would you want to try, planets you'd like to visit, and who would you want to kick it with for a weekend?
Nice.
Getting in front of voice acting agents this week.
Nice, man. I appreciate that, Grant. Give me one sec. Give me one sec, man. Yeah, check out the book The Naturalist by Andrew Main. I've never been into like murder mysteries or anything like that, or thrillers. I thought it was pretty good. You know, again, I'm usually not into that. Man, I'm having a hard time remembering what I've read on my Kindle. I usually, in the past, I did a lot of like nonfiction reading, like a couple Richard Dawkins books, stuff like that. I've read a few political books as of the past like 4 years or so, kind of autobiographies. I read Biden's Promise Me Dad book. I read John McCain's The Restless Wave. I usually like to read like autobiographies and stuff like that. Yeah, I really need to look at my Kindle. Oh, I read the first Harry Potter book a few months ago, like, well, maybe a year now, because it was free on my Kindle. I was blown away. It was so, I couldn't put it down. It was such a fun read. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, read Pale Blue Dot. That's my all-time favorite book. If you're looking for a book, it's worth checking out. But anyway, I appreciate that, man. Maybe I'll look at my Kindle and see what I've read. But Mr. JJ, we're talking food now. JJ says, burgers or pizza, HG? Which type of burger or pizza are the best to you? Burger all the way for me. Nothing beats that, man. And goddamn, I'm hungry again. yeah, for me, if I have the choice between a burger or pizza, I'm usually, yeah, you can read my book too, Swag. I always forget that exists. It's, hey, Nightbot just mentioned it too in the chat. It's called Sorry About the Mess. It's dumb. But yeah. Yeah, JJ, burgers. I like burgers more than pizza. But the thing is, like, sometimes I'm just craving pizza. So, you know, on the rare occasion, sometimes pizza will trump burgers. But I like smash burgers. I make smash burgers at home quite a bit, and they rival restaurants. Well, I do like a Shake Shack copycat recipe. It's great. We have a griddle and a smash, like a burger smasher thingy, and we'll make smash burgers, and I'll make like a cayenne pepper sauce. It's really good. Potato roll buns. I love, like, if you look up Shake Shack copycat recipe, it's really simple. It's great. I love making those things, man. One of my all-time favorite burgers is from a place called Blind Rabbit. There's a Blind Rabbit down in Jacksonville Beach. It's the only one in town now. It's the only one in existence, but like, they have a really good barbecue bacon burger. And I usually don't like a lot of bullshit on my burgers. You know, there's a lot of like gimmicky burgers out there, but this is pretty subtle. It's pretty subtle. It's like a sweet barbecue sauce. It's really good. It's like one of my all-time favorite burgers, but yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. Generally I'll go for burgers if I have a choice between the two. But yeah, that's just me. Anyway, yeah, we had pizza this weekend by the pool. It was a good time. I appreciate that, JJ. And Cole Schreiber. Cole says, was hit by two rafts. Oh, yikes. Rafts in a rapid and sunk my boat. It was so gnarly. Thankfully got her back. Jeez, how long are you still here, Cole? How long did that take to recover? That's crazy. Was it like stuck at the bottom of a rapid where it was just like continuously like being pushed under and pulled back up? Like over and over and over again. Does that make sense? That's scary, man. That's very scary. I'm glad you're all right. Glad you got the boat back. That's crazy, man. I've been whitewater rafting a few times. I've never fallen out. We were on a me and my buddies. We went whitewater rafting in our annual cabin trip. And we had a guide. It was pinned on a rock. Gotcha. Was it damaged at all? But our guide was like messing with us. You know, we're a group of like early 30s dudes, and this guy was maybe in his 50s guiding us down the river, and it was fun. But he told one of our buddies to sit on the front and ride the raft like a bowl. So he was like on the front, blah, blah. He was fine. And then we come to a really, really slow, like peaceful part of the river. And the guy was like, hold on tight. We're about to hit an unexpected dip. We're about to hit an unexpected dip. We're about to, you know, and all of a sudden the guy runs from the back of the raft and spears my friend in the back and launches him into the water. Like, I can still picture it to this day. Ride the bull. Yes, ride the bull. I can still picture it to this day. It's great. I mean, like, he went flying. Just completely tricked him. But, yeah. Just need some fiberglass work. Ah. That's a bummer. We got like, a beach house rented. In about a month, my buddy's bachelor party, same group of guys we get a cabin with every year, but one of them's getting married now, so we're doing a beach trip, beach house this time. I can't wait, man. It's in a month. Cannot wait. But anyway, I appreciate that, Cole. Glad you're all right. Get that boat fixed. Grant Guthrie, thank you so much, man. Grant says, the real Grant Hours paid edition. What Star Wars food would you want to try? Planet you'd like to visit? And who would you want to kick it with for a weekend? Getting in front of voice acting agents this week. Wish me luck. Nice, man. Yeah, good luck on the voice acting. So, but for me, like, as a... Okay, so I'll take this question in two parts. Or from two perspectives, rather. As a Star Wars fan, looking at the franchise from the outside, right? I would want to go to Tatooine. Like, as a fan, looking at it from the outside. Yeah, I'd want to go to Mos Eisley. Yeah, I'd want to go to Lars Homestead, all this shit, right? But if I actually lived in-universe, I would never want to go. Who would want to go to Tatooine if they lived in-universe? It's a hellscape, you know? So if I actually lived in-universe, I'd probably want to go to, like, Naboo or Endor or Alderaan, something like that. You know, something nice and pretty. But... Yeah, what food would I want to try? Golly. What, how about those little frog dudes that Jabba ate out of the hookah looking bowl of water? I'll take that. Or maybe the fruit that Anakin floated over to Padme and cut with a floating knife. I'd try that. How about that? But I think if I was to kick it with somebody for the weekend in the Star Wars universe, oh man, if I was to kick it with somebody in the Star Wars universe, I would say Han and Chewie. I think that would be fun as hell, just ping-ponging around the galaxy in the Falcon, doing jobs, running spice, you know. Porting wherever they want. I think that would be a pretty exciting life to live in the Star Wars galaxy. So I think that would probably be my choice. I'm trying to think. Maybe young Anakin would be fun too, like Hayden Christensen Anakin. I bet he, you know, he could have a good time, a good party out and about. But I'm going to say Han and Chewie. Han and Chewie, man. Yeah, best of luck with the voice acting. Hope it goes well, man. What planet would you guys want to visit? Like, in universe. If you lived in the universe. What planet? If I lived in the universe, yeah, like I said, man, there's no way in hell I'd want to go to Tatooine. If there were options of beautiful, like, serene Naboo. You know. Anyway. We got two book that JJ and Denzel Jones. JJ says, you got to read the rest of the Harry Potter books. Yeah. I did start reading the second one. And for whatever reason, I stopped. Like I said, JJ, when I read the first Harry Potter book because it was free on my Kindle. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I just saw, you know, if you have a Kindle, you'll see that there's, like, Prime books, and every once in a while, there's, like, a giant list of books that just come on there for free, and you can download. It's great. It's awesome. And Harry Potter was on there, and I was like, okay, you know, I feel like I was a little too old when the movies started coming out, and I wasn't familiar with the books, and I feel like maybe if I was born a little later, you know, Harry Potter might have been my Star Wars. I could see that happening. So I gave the first book a shot, and dude, it was great. Like, I thought maybe it would be a little too kiddy, and yeah, it's like a young adult book, but man, I really couldn't put it down. It was a really fun, entertaining read. I'd like to read through them at some point, for sure. It's a lot to read. I'm curious, like, you know, once I get on with the fire department, you know, you work 24 on, 48 off. And I'm curious, with those 24 hours, you know, there's a lot of downtime at fire departments. What am I going to put that towards? I thought about writing, you know, working on videos, maybe working on a fiction book like I've always wanted to. Reading, playing games, watching movies. Every firehouse that I've been to for ride-alongs, most of the time the guys are watching movies or sleeping on the couch. But yeah, so I would love to read through the Harry Potter books. Isn't there, like, an open world Harry Potter game on the horizon? I think there is. If that's the case, I'm really looking forward to that. I think that'd be awesome. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, man. But anyway, I appreciate that, JJ. I'm gonna see if they're still free on the Kindle, and if they are, I'll download the one that I started reading but never did. The second one is called what? Prisoner of Harry Potter 2? Chamber of Secrets? That's another problem. I don't know any of like the name and the order of the books. It has a name, Hogwarts Legacy. I didn't know that. Nice. I'm going to keep an eye on it then. Harry Potter. Let's see. Chamber of Secrets is the second one. Come on now. Where is just a list of books? Why is it so difficult to find a list of books? There we go. 1 through 7. Are they the same? I've seen all the movies. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I need to read them, man. They seem fun. First one, like I said, was a lot of fun. I'm looking at Hogwarts Legacy right now. So, is an immersive open world action RPG set in the world first introduced in the Harry Potter books. Now you can take control of the action and be at the center of your own adventure in the wizarding world. Embark on a journey through familiar and new locations as you explore and discover fantastic beasts. Customize your...
Naboo for me. Alderaan would be too prissy. Also Bantha steaks. If bison tastes so good, I'll run the same logic. Also Lando over Han. Same nonsense, more expensive taste with fewer bounty hunters.
There you go. Grant, thank you so much, man. Give me one sec. Okay, so yeah, I don't know any of... I know all the names, but I don't know any of the order. Like, if I sat... That's a good trivia question. Like, if you're ever at Mellow Mushroom or something like that doing trivia, or if you're a trivia host, that's a good trivia question. Like, for the final wager, right? Wager all your points. Wager your points. Name all 7 Harry Potter books in order. That's a good trivia question. I remember when one of the movies was coming out, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Is that what it was called? Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Okay. There was some kind of bullshit. Okay, so... Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, released in the United States and India as Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. There was some, like, weird, like, religious bullshit backlash to why they had to change the name of it, right? The name of the movie? I'll have to look into this. I don't want to... That's just what I've heard. In the States, they changed the name because of some, like, dumbass religious backlash to the name. I don't know. Something like that. I'll have to look into it. I don't want to just talk out of my ass, but I feel like there was something with that. I can't remember. I'll have to look into it, but anyway. Denzel Jones. No. I've never read any of the Dune books. I was hoping to read the first one at least before the movie came out. You know, that probably won't happen. I would love to be able to, but Yeah, it seems like a really fun world. I don't really know too much about it. I'm sure if I sat down to read it, I would get into it quite a bit. But no, when it comes to reading, when it comes to reading a lot of fiction, there was a giant chunk of my life where I never really, I never got into reading fiction. I don't know, man, for like 10 or 15 years, all I read was nonfiction, science books or books on tapes about presidents or shit like that, for whatever reason. I don't know why. And only in the past 5 years or so have I gotten into more fiction. I would say, especially in the past 3 years since my daughter was born, and I got a Kindle. I've been reading way more fiction than I ever have in the past, like 15 years before that. It's crazy, but yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Denzel. And Grant Guthrie, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Greatly appreciate that. Grant says, Dantooine or Naboo for me. Alderaan would be too prissy. Also, Bantha steaks. If bison tastes so good, I'll run the same logic. Also, Lando over Han. Yeah, that's true. Same nonsense. More expensive taste and with fewer bounty hunters. That you're probably right. I bet Lando Solo era or Lando... I'm going to say Lando Cloud City era. I think Lando Cloud City era would be pretty badass to hang out with. I might flip-flop my answer to your answer. But yeah, for me, I've actually been asked that question before, Grant, but like my go-to answer is Naboo, for sure. I bet there's some beautiful swimming holes in Naboo. I bet there's some beautiful beaches that you can vacation on. Get a nice beach house on, right? Yeah, I dig it. Yeah, I guess how about the Mudhorn? I would eat the Mudhorn the crate dragon. The crate dragon that they killed What did the Mandalorian bring to Amy Sedaris' character? Was it crate dragon or was it Mudhorn? What was it? Oh, it was crate dragon. It was crate dragon because I can picture the Tusken Raiders like cutting the meat and stuff like that, and then he put the meat on the back of, yeah, I think I can picture it, yeah, right, it was crate dragon, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I'm gonna go with crate dragon. Grant, looked pretty delicious spinning there on the spit. It was Mudhorn, really? Did he bring both to her? Because I can picture the Tusken Raiders digging into the crate dragon carcass, and then Cobb Vanth standing right next to the Mandalorian with the crate dragon chunk of meat behind him. Interesting. Anyway, Grant, I appreciate that, man. All right, I gotta go. I guess to go, guys. 2v2, crate dragon. Alright. Nice. It's the whole Philosopher's Stone thing isn't understood in the U.S. The movies, books themselves were controversial in the U.S. because they depicted witchcraft and, well, Protestant America. Yeah. I remember that. I remember, stupid, man. Dumb. Not allowing your kid to have fun. Reading some really inventive and unique and adventurous books, right? Embarrassing. As a... yeah. Human beings are embarrassing. But yeah. Anyway. Alright, guys. I gotta get going. Guys, I really appreciate hanging out tonight. This is fun. I need to do more evening streams, kicking back. I've had my legs on my desk, leaning back. It's a good time, man. So, alright. Yeah, I can't stream tomorrow. I might stream Wednesday afternoon. maybe Thursday. I don't know, man. You guys know me. I'm just thinking maybe Wednesday afternoon and then Friday night. We'll see. But, all right. Anyway, guys, enjoy the rest of your morning, your evening, your afternoon, wherever you are on planet Earth. To everybody who supported the channel this afternoon, or this evening, rather, thanks for hanging out, man. Thanks for the support. Yeah, hopefully I'll have more some more time to make some more fun, longer ass videos than I have been. And yeah, things are going well. Just can't wait to be done with school. It'll be nice. Probably end up seeing more of you guys when that's all over. So, all right, enjoy the rest of your night, your morning, your afternoon. All right, later.